So there are six components to the strategic marketing program, and we're going to review them one by one. Component number one is identity. Look, the rules have changed in marketing. You can't just put an ad in the paper or launch a platitude-filled website announcing the world that you're open for business anymore. Just being good in sales won't cut it today. You've got to communicate with power. Your identity is real. This is clear cut. This is as necessary as having a phone or a computer in your business to communicate with other people. If you don't have what I'm talking about today, your identity, you're not really even in business. Your identity is the hub of your business. To give you an idea, identity is defined as words, phrases, and images articulated with power, passion, and precision that instantly and definitively communicates who you are, what you're all about, and what customers can expect when doing business with you. You've got to draw a line in the sand stating what you are and what you are not. You know, customers today are more like parents anticipating their teenage daughter going out on their first date. This isn't something that dad takes lightly. He wants to know exactly who this guy is, exactly what he can expect, and exactly when they're going to be home, etc. Look, consumers today are much like dad. They're a lot more discriminating. They want to know a lot more about who they're doing business with. Yeah, there's business in the marketplace today. There's money to be spent. But the old ways of marketing just don't work anymore. As I've already demonstrated, most marketing is full of platitudes. We've got to change this. We've got to provide details as to who we are, what we're all about, and what customers can expect when doing business with us. We've got to do this with power, precision, and passion. But not just in a sales environment. We've got to communicate this through all of your marketing. On your website, in your advertising, at your trade shows, in your mailers, wherever you've got a message out there, we want prospects to think to themselves, this is who I want to do business with. This is who I want to give my money to. You've got to make yourself the obvious choice to do business with. You want your prospects to come to the conclusion, I would have to be absolutely crazy to do business with anyone else but you, regardless of price. You may have a business, and you may be getting customers. But here's the thing. There's a certain amount of business out there. And because of the state of marketing, you and every other business has, you're going to get some of the business due to the force of the market. But what I'm talking about is monopolizing your marketplace. This is what we do here at Strategic Marketing Consultants. We're not here to help you get a little more business like all of the other consulting companies or agencies. Our primary goal is to help you become the number one company in your industry and local market. And to make that happen, you can't only rely on referrals. You can't only rely on your past customers. That's all good and well, but in order to grow your business, you have to start taking market share from other companies and dramatically grow your business so that you become the 800-pound gorilla in your marketplace. And you're not going to get it done with platitudes. This is about rising to a place of total dominance so that you become the number one company in your industry and local market. Take a look at your own marketing and advertising. Look at it from Pat Smith's perspective, which is hard for nearly every business owner to do, but if you were a prospect who had never heard of you before, knows nothing about you until they encounter your marketing or advertising, would Pat Smith be able to instantly and definitively know who you are, what you're all about, and what you can expect when doing business with you? If not, you've got your work cut out for you. So what is your identity? Draw a line in the sand and powerfully, precisely, and passionately communicate what you are and what you are not. You know, some people refer to this term as the USP or your unique selling proposition. And there may be some merit in that, but that's not really what we're talking about here. What we want to know is, what are you really good at? It doesn't have to be a singular thing, but it does have to be what you're really, really good at. It could be two or three or more things. But what is it that you do better than anyone else? Again, as I've said, your identity will become the hub of your business. And here's how you can begin to figure out what yours is. Step one, what makes your company tick? What do you do that customers like? What do you take particular pride in? What makes you better and different than most of your competition? What are you really, really good at? What do you want written on your tombstone? What are you absolutely unwilling to fudge on? What are you fanatical about? Here are a few suggestions or concepts to get started with this. You know, what's unique, artistic, or one-of-a-kind product or service that you have? You have no sales pressure. Short sales appointments. You're trustworthy. You always do what you say you will. You have impeccable workmanship. You have a relentless pursuit of perfection. Fair and honest pricing in advance. No pricing games. Step 2. Build a case. Imagine you were being put on trial and you had to prove your identity. What evidence could you produce to prove it? What stories can you tell to back it up? Could you provide witnesses? Be as specific as possible. No platitudes. Now you have to be specific. Step 3. Communicate with power, precision, and passion. When you speak with power, people believe you are powerful. When you speak with power, people are drawn to you. When you speak with power, your character and competencies are not questioned. When you speak with power, you stand out from the crowd. You're better off offending some so that you strongly align with others. Be specific. Use absolutes. All, always, every, just, never, only, none, exactly, must, insist, certainly, impossible, nobody, everyone, everybody, etc. Tell stories if and when appropriate. Have a strong opinion. Tell it like it is. Don't mince words. Use plain English. And elevate the attitude. Be the customer's advocate with genuine advice. Communicate with power. Confidence is not cocky. It's just a matter of fact. Find and use power words or juicy words. Now let's say after a few months of SEO, your website lands on page 1 of Google search results, along with 7 other companies. If a prospect were to click on each link and visit each site one after the other, when they got to your site, do they say to themselves, "Holy cow, this is the company I have to do business with"? Does your webpage stand out from the crowd?